from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's always interesting because Mike and I were talking about this the other day, that with the offensive line, how every year that's, you know, you guys are like, oh, not good enough. But then offensively, we're pretty good offense the last 2 years. And a number of you guys have talked about how the guys have improved. You know, those guys on the offensive line have worked their tails off. We feel confident in them. The coaching staff believes in them. And Butch and Mike and Frank have done a great job, and Lem, in helping those guys develop and work. And so I think the important thing is they all work together. It's a really cohesive unit, and just watching them work together is great every day. They hang out together, so it's a very close-knit unit. That said, yeah, we'll add someone to the practice squad like we always do. And just for your information, we released Jack Driscoll recently because we claimed Grant Dubose, wide receiver, and so that was the roster move for him. Jack's a good kid, worked his tail off. It's just unfortunately a numbers crunch for us. But we're confident in the offensive line. So again, you know, it's just one of those. It's, you know, Mike and I just, we always kind of chuckle, you know. I know you guys made a joke about me saying that you guys are more worried about it than we are. Internally, that's how we feel about our group here as a team.
There's a report that when Odell Beckham Jr. signed, that you guys knew or suspected he might not be able to start the year because of a procedure. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you say what the injury is?
Yeah, I appreciate the question, but I don't like to talk about people's medical history publicly.
Are you ready? I mean, when you signed him, where did you expect him to be ready?
Yeah, we were very hopeful that it would be around week one here. And to be honest with you guys, we put him down. He did not want to go down. He feels, and he is very close. You guys have seen him, glimpses of him running around outside doing stuff. He's very close, but for us, it was the long play. We didn't want him to rush back, feeling that he had to rush back, and then something happened and it sets us back. So this was more Mike and I sitting down, talking with Kyle, the trainers, and we just felt what's best for him long haul to help us here win games is to put him down for a little bit right now.
All right, guess what the National Football League did yesterday? They got their general managers and some head coaches for their post 53-man press conference to answer questions and get into everything, including the offensive line here. That was Chris Greer talking about the O-line and Odell Beckham not being ready for the start of the season. And I don't know how close he is. Obviously, nobody's going to know. Hell, nobody even knows what the injury is. So, and the second part is the O-line. Listen, nobody's going to tell you the O-line to start this year is as good as last year's. Now, I'm playing the results of how good a couple of those guys were, especially before injuries, and that's the crazy part. All three of those guys that really make up that were really good offensive linemen, or the guys were good, all got injured and were out for a lot of last season. Pulled hamstring, blown ACL, and all the little injuries that Teron Armstead continues to have at left tackle. And Austin Jackson ends up being the healthiest of the whole group last year. So here we go again. But listen, Chris, I got to say this to you, my man. This has been around a long time, going back before Mike, about this O-line thing. It's been around for a while, and 1 year. What year was that? Adam Gase just went in one day and said, are these guys getting any better? And the O-line coach goes, no. He goes, get rid of it. We had that one day where we cut three guys. We got rid of three different guys that were hanging around and some more draft picks and let them go. So anyway, we'll find out, man. We will find out just how good it is and how deep the team is. And do you have enough talent to go on? Chris had some other stuff to say about last year that you may or may not like, that we'll have for you from Chris's press conference yesterday. But all that really matters for Chris, number one, Mike, number two, is just got to get back to playoffs and got to go deeper, win the division, all those things that they're talking about in Buffalo, they're talking about in New York, and being one of those teams. And nobody wants to hear about the health thing because everybody goes through it. Hell, as bad as it was for us, a lot of teams lost their quarterback, which just puts you, I mean, I'd ask you if you had a rather lose your quarterback or a few of your pass rushers, or check that, all of your pass rushers. Hell, I might say I'd just rather have my quarterback and play with the guys you had to sign off the street like they did at the end of the year. But, hey, man, we got a lot of different stuff to get to. You heard they signed a wide receiver and released Jack Driscoll, who did a little bit of everything in that last game. He got run over at center. The play that Vita Vea, we've talked about on the one play, was bad. Then they moved him to guard. He played everywhere. I thought he was going to be on the team. Didn't make it with the playing little center, little guard, little tackle, and everything else. I was surprised by this one, but Mike knows a hell of a lot more about quarterbacks than I do. Tim Boyle. Of all the guys out there, and we saw some little mini trades yesterday for quarterbacks, and all the guys were out there, and I threw out all the five or six names, and the Dolphins go, no, we're going to take Tim Boyle. And I was like, ooh, last time I saw Tim Boyle, who got cut, I believe, from Houston, but the last time I saw Tim Boyle, he was starting for the Jets against the Dolphins, and threw that Javon Holland 99-yard touchdown that got run back. That was the last time I heard that name of Tim Boyle. So, but coach liked him, put him on the practice squad, and here we go. By the way, the practice squad really is, and well put by some of our writers. 53 is really now 69. I mean, it really is, because practice squad guys, you're going to have some guys like Nick Needham and Eric Ezekama and probably a lot of other guys on there that will be back up with your team in no time, especially when somebody goes down. You can bring them up and down from practice squad to active three times. So then go back and forth. So you've got a little leeway. League's trying to help out, right? Even though it's a 53-man roster, and get as many of those practice squad guys ready to go so that if you need to play them, and not only suit up, but you need them on offense and defense, that they're good enough to help you and have been around. So that was a lot of stuff from yesterday. By the way, some of the other news, no surprise, Russell Wilson named the Steelers starting quarterback. And then the other news, of course, the wide receiver news, Brandon Ayuk and Ja'Marr Chase. I guess they're coaches. It's incredible. Both of them thought their receivers were going to be at practice yesterday. Yeah, we're hoping they'll be out there. Well, both guys didn't show up. Like, I don't know if they just thought because those guys been hanging around camp that they were going to go, all right, I don't want to lose a paycheck. I'll be back. No, those guys want new contracts. And I don't know what the offers that have been made. I heard something really interesting yesterday. You know, the Brown family is considered to be one of the poorest families of the National Football League, because that's their living, is that team. And they use Stephen Ross as an example that, like, hey, they got a little problem. They can't go around signing their top guys with these big signing bonuses you have to give up front. The Brown family doesn't have that kind of money. And I was like, what? The franchise worth a lot of money. I know money's a little more expensive to borrow these days, but Really? So, yeah, I heard that, and I thought, wow, that's weird. When they go, no, and they use Stephen Ross. Oh, you know, they don't have Stephen Ross money. And first thing guys talk about when it's money, what Mr. Ross just did this offseason with two wide receivers and a quarterback, and, hell, we just saw some guys gonna get guaranteed money that got released. Mr. Ross, apparently every time training facility – that second floor makes a call. They get what they want, right? They get money, wants to win. You tell Mr. Ross there's a way to win, and those guys go, we think this helps us, obviously. And he goes, do it. Do it. How much? Do it. And some of the teams. So I don't know what's going to happen, getting back this Ja'Marr Chase, but anybody that thinks that all of a sudden those other guys on that team are going to just act and look and play like Ja'Marr Chase? I don't know, man. When Ja'Marr Chase is playing, you know, he's always in that conversation in that wide receiver VIP room. That guy is really, really good. I don't know where you rank him. I know last year he didn't put up because he played with a backup, but I know you don't put him with some of the other guys and because of numbers, if you're going off numbers in Dallas and Miami and some other guys that put up big numbers, but there's not too many people, I'm guessing, in the GM business that wouldn't take Ja'Marr Chase right there at third, fourth, fifth wide receiver in this league right now. So, anyway, we've got a lot of stuff here today to get to. By the way, ouch, couple of articles in the Sun Sentinel today. Chris Perkins will join us later in the show. And then Dave Hyde went late night on Chris Greer and getting into him a little bit. I think some of his questions and the answers that Dave got were just not good enough. So Dave Hyde, if you get a chance to read the Sun Sentinel this morning, I just caught it before I hit bedtime last night, and Woody, he went off. He went off on a lot of different answers to questions yesterday that he wasn't buying. Listen, one way to fix this whole thing, and then nobody's got to run around. We don't have to worry about hurt feelings at camp. Just friggin' win. Just. And you know what I mean. Not a winning record. You know what I mean. Win. Win a playoff game. You notice all the noise in Detroit is gone? Have you noticed? And now they're considered one of the best teams. Do that. Just win games, and it'll be gone. And we won't have to worry about anybody being picked on or the media is stupid and the media doesn't know what they're talking about and we laugh at you guys and all that stuff. We don't have to hear that if you just win. It's real simple. You got a large fan base that's growing. Love the entertainment, but you want to win. And we got into this the other day with some guys, and they're, well, we got the playoffs. I go, yeah. We've had a lot of coaches. We've got to the playoffs, but we lost. Adam Gase has one. Mike's got two. Other coaches have had them for 24 years. There's been a bunch of coaches. So you just, you know, it's the same goal for everybody. Same thing that media wants to see. I believe most of the media wants to see the team do well. They want to see winning's good. Everybody sat back and enjoyed the hell out of that hockey thing. Can you imagine if you enjoyed the hockey thing, how much you'd enjoy the football thing?
Well, it's better for their business, right? It's better for everyone's business if the team does well. But so that's the obvious part there. Dave's article, Dave's column was great. And, you know, man, I for the life of me don't know why Chris Greer even gets up in front of these people anymore. Unless it's absolutely mandatory that he does it.
Well, there's some other guys.
These things just go so poorly. I mean, everything yesterday was – first of all, the offensive line comment you heard there is relatively condescending, right? I mean, he's clearly talking down, you know, you guys are more worried about it than I am. Well, you know.
Yeah. So he just didn't do it in a mean way, but no. It was kind of a laughing, like Mike and I were having lunch, and you dumbasses think this.
Yeah.
And we laugh about it every year. You guys worry.
It was not a good press conference.
And so I don't think Dave was talking about last year. Listen, the numbers overall were good, although Dave said they were good against certain teams. They weren't so good against other teams as part of his article. But I just think the history of this thing and
the injured players that they've, you know, harped on in that thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But look, he's right, man. The record and the, you know, the point differential between the teams, it stunk last year that the Dolphins pounded.
Oh, you did read that.
I did, yeah. It was a great column. I love Dave Hyde.
Yeah, Dave look, got man, after
I just think my main takeaway from this thing is I just think Chris Greer needs to probably stay away from microphones for a little bit here because that was a rough one yesterday.
Let me just say this, though. If he stays away, he gets ripped that he doesn't.
Yeah, that may be so, but that
I mean, come
was,
on.
That was very poorly done yesterday. That was not.
I think it was up to Chris. He wouldn't do that stuff at all. Like, Chris, he would prefer.
I don't know, man.
No, I'm telling you.
But that was rough.
I know Chris. Chris would prefer his head coach do everything. But he. Listen, he's in charge of the 53. I mean, he should be the guy talking. He's in charge. I'm not saying, and you heard it, Chris and Mike and. Mike and me and I and we and you know, it's together. I get it. It's, you know, the two of them with their staffs working together to come up, and he mentioned the coaches, and, you know, I think we all agree, man, the job that was done by the offensive line coaching staff, and he mentioned three or four guys, including the offensive coordinator, what a job. But Butch Berry, kind of the lead dog in that group, did a great job. I've told Butch just recently, I said, Butch, you did a hell of a job, man, because you played a lot of the football season with 6, 7, 8, and even 9 on the depth chart. You had a lot of guys out, and we still were able to, as Chris talked about, the offense that we've had that was really good overall last year. All right, listen, we've got to go to break here. Yeah, man, it's like, whoa, we haven't started the year, and it got a little feisty. Got a little feisty yesterday, and everything else.
But it shouldn't be that. That should not be what's happening a week before the season starts. This should be the time of optimism. This should be, you know, the blind fan time, right? Where you think, oh, man, we got a
team
that can compete.
But I think you don't think that's the case overall?
I'm not particularly optimistic. Are you?
I got some concerns that those guys have.
I mean, you know. They got guys banged up.
But I had the offensive line coach tell me the same thing. We'll be
Dave
fine.
Dave brought up again, and, you know, it's obvious that the big pieces that they lost in the offseason, it certainly didn't make you a better team, right? So, yeah, I mean, it's look, those press conferences should be happy. They should be, you know, hey, we're excited. We're going into the season, this and that.
You didn't take it that way then. You didn't take it the stuff that Chris walked away with.
It's not just Dave. You read the articles yesterday.
Well, I read the articles.
Were having a party yesterday?
No, I don't think Chris Perkins and Dave Hyde got together to say, hey, what are you writing about? Because this is what I'm going with.
Hey, I'm
going to
put a positive spin on that thing. Yeah, I mean, come. It's just, look, it's a very disappointing way to start the season, dealing with injuries and, you know, all the stuff that they're dealing with. Maybe the result on the field ends up being better than what we're expecting here.
All that matters next Sunday is a win, right?
I'm having a tough time as I sit here today. If you put gun to head, telling you that this team would be better than last year's team.
That's a good one.
That's the problem I'm having right now, right? Because, again, you're dealing with injuries of key guys going in. You lost a lot of guys.
So I'm going to, you know,
like,
what, to your
I'm
point,
trying here, man.
To
I'm
your
trying.
Point, I do feel a little bit better on opening day for a lot of different reasons. I feel a little better for opening day about last year's team compared to this year's team. But they got a really good team. Make no mistake about it. This not you think it's an average team while you're rolling your eyes back there?
No, I don't think it's
an
average
team. No, they got a good
team. But
they need their stars.
I don't think they're as good as last year, and last year was a mess.
There need to be stars. And all right, so anyway, hey, listen, we can go on and on here.
By the way, that's what that press conference does to people. That thing was not uplifting, man.
All right, so listen, we got to go to break here. We got you going this morning, too. You got off to a bad start, though. You know what? You kind of brought what happened outside.
Why? Because we couldn't get in the parking lot.
Couldn't get in the parking lot earlier this morning.
No, I was bummed out about the Chris Greer presser before that. By the way, if you want
to, you were threatening not to come to work tomorrow.
Cars,
you were so pissed.
Just sitting out there. If anyone wants a couple free cars, you want to talk about your beautiful Chevy that's just sitting out there?
There you go. See, I told you it was tied together. And Chris got to take the total hit today. All right, want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T and everything else. Hey, the guys, just getting up this morning. I wanted to make sure I got this message out to you. I had ED and low T, and was not interested in going to Atlantic Men's Clinic to meet with their professionals, but I did because I knew I had a problem and I knew it wasn't getting any better by not doing something. But I got to tell you, low energy level, not sleeping well, getting a little moody, just everything. And my sex drive was gone. I'm not proud of this. It was gone. My poor wife was making excuses. Never good. When she goes, "You're just stressed out probably. You had too many drinks." No. But thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, listen, I'm laughing now. I wasn't laughing 6 months ago. But I got to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic within weeks, I just started feeling a lot better, man. Really, just overall. And I want to share it with everybody because if you're going through it and low T kicks in for guys in their early 40s, even late 30s, it happens. And ED usually follows it. And you get there and then you got to make a choice like, wow, I'm too young and I want to get more out of life. I enjoy playing tennis. I enjoy walking. I enjoy staying active. And I enjoy my Fridays and Saturdays with my wife. I really do. And I got to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic's really helped me. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes a medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider and a T and a PSA test and a medically advised test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Hey, everything to gain, nothing to lose. If you're going through it, let's be honest. Guys, don't go around telling each other. This is a super private thing, but call. Get that appointment set up. Their pros are really good. 877-455-7300. More importantly, go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Learn more information. Make that first call. Six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. They can turn things around and help you feel a whole lot better here in the fourth quarter of life.
If your day sounds like...
"We need the report ASAP."
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
No, it's always something when you go through and try and figure out the whys after the season when you do it. And for us, working through, you know, some of the stuff offensively, like there were some of those games, you know, like just top of my head, Philly, where we, you know, we had a drop touchdown pass at one point, you know, a borderline, you know, pass interference call on one. So we're like that one. And then the Kansas City in Germany, you know, we had a couple miscues at the end where we didn't, you know, function the way we should. And so at the end of the day, looking through it, it's just looking through situations, really spending time on, you know, talking to our players, going through situations, football basically, and what it is. And that's just my opinion. But also, I think we have the players to win, and I'm very confident in them. So, for us, it's just finding that way to get over the hump, like you said. And it's we feel confident in what we're doing, and Mike and the staff have done a great job, and the scouts and working through it. So I'm very excited to see what happens this year.
All right, that was more of Chris Greer talking about last year. What did he throw a pass interference in there? I think He doesn't realize he's closer to the media and fans than he thinks he is, man. Throwing that one in there. By the way, today's show is sponsored by Out to Pasture Podcast. Out to Pasture Podcast, Bo and I been doing, and we got Sal Palantonio we just had. We're going to have that up real soon for you. Really good from 30 years at ESPN. Got a great, some great stories. A lot of good stuff on the National Football League and where it stands right now. How about his background? Military, politics, and sports. Incredible. Was in the military to start with. Covered politics in Philadelphia, and then went on and has had a great career with all the sports shows, NFL sports shows at ESPN. So anyway, we'll have Bo coming on here at 7 o'clock and put him right in the middle of all this stuff that yesterday that got Chris Perkins and Dave Hyde pretty fired up. Wow, Dave Hyde last night. Holy smokes. Dave going off on everything. And I don't get bothered, but I just don't want to hear coaches and general managers say they don't see things in the media, because you obviously do, that you laugh about stuff that's said when people are putting stuff together. I know Omar's got some stuff in the Herald today about the offensive line. Hey, listen, man, it'd be another great story. They stay healthy. They play well again and work around what everybody perceives as to be not a top-ranked offensive line and not one that's been able to stay healthy. So if they can do that, and they did run the ball well, yeah, overall. There's some parts of it they'd like to do a lot better inside the tackles, you know, the third and ones and twos. But outside running, 135 yards a game, six in the NFL. We haven't been six running the football, I swear, since Ricky Williams is here. It seems like. I don't know about Jay Ajayi's teams, if they did or not. But and we had some good passing teams through the years, but overall offense and total offense and points, one and two, it was good. Minus three or four teams that they played against that they got pounded pretty good in some of those games. So, listen, man, it's about moving ahead and not talking about last year and the injury bug and could have did this and it was a bad read and it was a bad call by the official and a drop ball and a miscommunication. Yeah, we could have tied it up in Germany against Kansas City. Receivers running open in the end zone, and we throw it outside on the adjustment, so those guys weren't on the same page. And so, yeah, they go on, and Kansas City wins the game. Matter of fact, they won everything. Went on, took care of business against everybody at the end of the year. 53-man roster is done. If you're wondering what this is all about, general managers and sometimes head coaches with them have their press conferences. So they had them all over the place after you put your 53-man roster together, your practice squad, talk about last-second releases or some of the things you've done to your team. They come on and talk about it and what they like and don't like. And listen, man, I'm really, and I know we talk about all this stuff and stuff that people say, and the frustration, the bigger frustration for everybody, and I don't want this team to forget that, including Chris Greer. Look at this, all goes back to, we haven't won a playoff game in a long time. In a long, long time. This is not, there's a generation of fans, that have never or can never remember watching the Dolphins win a playoff game. Just to give you an idea, just to throw it to your fan base. Older guys go, I remember the 70s and the 80s we won, and a little bit in the 90s we won, and we had some sick. But the young people, I feel bad for. I kind of remember that Colts game and overtime, and I kind of remember it, but not really. Yeah, that's a long time ago. 24 years, a long time. So I always tell everybody this, man, and Mike hadn't been here for 24 of them. He's only been here for a couple. Chris's been here a long-ass time now. you got to be a little patient with media, and you got to be a little patient with your fan base especially. And we all want the same things, man. We want to win. I want to see a winner. Listen, selfishly, I'd like to put a ring on my – this is as selfish as I can be. I'm driving home with Goldie the other day, and I looked at him, and I said, Gold, and we had Kimbo Camper with us, Jimmy Cephalo. We're driving home in that beautiful Tahoe, or we're driving. I looked over to him, and I said, man, dude, you're getting a friggin' ring, man. That is cool as hell. You're getting a championship ring, a nice one, the real one. And he goes, yeah, man, this is cool. So I know on behalf of Bo and Jimmy, we're thinking the same thing, man. We'd like to, even if Tom, we win it and Tom gives us a little bit of a knockoff ring, I'm okay with that. That thing will jump right ahead of my two AFC championship rings, better known as loser Super Bowl rings of 17 and 19, the last two we played in. But they'll all be together, is my point. So all the stuff and the little chuckling, and I know some of that stuff bothered some of the guys yesterday, because sometimes I hear from people at night about, we were talking about how you guys always worry about this, and, you know, and it's like, oh, I don't know. All right, listen, man, just win. Just win. Whether we think the team's as good as last year's team, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Because I already got people asking me for tickets for that 1 o'clock Jacksonville and Thursday night, 4 days later, Buffalo. Because they want to see it. They know it's a fun team to watch. Most games, it's really fun to watch. I think the defense is going to be really good. Got a chance to be really good. And so we'll see. We'll see how far and if you can stay healthy. The guys are going to get hurt now. Folks, we're going to have guys get hurt. Everybody has guys get hurt. Hell, we got a lot luckier than a lot of other teams. They lost their quarterback. You think Cincinnati? You think the Chargers? You want me to go through all the teams that really – you think the Jets want to hear us complain about losing some guys? They lost their franchise quarterbacks. You want to go through their drop-off, what the backup guys look like? Crappy 1, 2, and 3? So, anyway, We'll get your thoughts on it this morning as a text machine.
See, everyone's all riled up, bro. The season starts in a week.
Well,
it's not supposed to be this way.
Listen, man.
This is not ideal.
All the writers, there's two things. There's two things, and I'm guessing Chris knows about them. Okay? Chris should know nobody likes injured guys coming into the season. And by the way, that is mind-boggling to me, too. We got a guy who's a really good left guard for less than half a season before he got injured in Isaiah Wynn. And we signed Odell Beckham. He was just WR3, baby. And I bit and chewed it. I ate the biggest steak of it. I got the biggest Odell steak because I went, all right.
Did you see how many games he's missed over the last, I don't remember how many years they've said, well, it was a 4 or 5. Like, he's missed like half the games.
I saw that now. Well, maybe I should have done my homework.
No, it's not these, look. You sign a guy with a flashy name like that, and you think he's going to
Oh, no, he's a rock star. You ought to hear him outside the game. In Tampa Bay, they were more, Tyreek, Odell. Odell is one of the biggest stars on the team, and he hasn't done anything.
He might be one of the most famous guys in the NFL. Not might be. He is one of the most famous guys, popular guys in the NFL. There's no question. He's got the Kardashian stuff, right? And he's just really well known.
Kardashians.
But he's just very well known. He's a very popular
giant
dude.
Player. He was good. He was really good for a while. One of the best wide receivers. But
I do think his expectations were just. I mean,
okay, then I'm guilty.
Honest, unrealistic.
My name's Joe Rosen. I'm guilty.
But it's fair. Like, you thought he's going to come in. You got sold.
But the other thing is, there's our writers and everybody that covers the team daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? I don't think so. They believe that the O-line is not where it needs to be with injury and what they put to it and didn't add, and the guys they have playing are telling us they're good, and those guys don't believe it. So Chris is saying, well, Mike and I get together, and we kind of laugh at you guys because you guys, we disagree. Well, at least you're listening and paying attention to what everybody is saying, so that's good. We got to go to break. Kimbo Camper.
You think so, by the way? You think they're really paying attention? I know they kind of said that.
He said it.
I know.
Listen,
not a good press conference.
I can tell you, by the way, I get treated by certain people, they hear everything. And if they don't hear it directly, they have a communications department and other people, and I know who some of the ratsies are in there, that tell them, which is fine. I mean, listen, you're going to say something. What do you got? Oh, did I say that? We only have one sports show in this town. Did I say that?
Let's fire off some texts, if you don't mind, in the next segment. You all right with that?
Yeah, we got Kim Bocamper is going to join us coming up here. We're getting Bo going. He's got his coffee. And
is he riled up?
Well, he's going.
Oh, he's
going
to be really riled up when he finds out he's got to park across the street and walk over in the rain.
We got, hopefully it's not raining. I didn't even think of that.
There's lightning hitting out there too, man.
All right.
Test his luck.
So that didn't exactly get you off to a great start. At least the good weather coming across the street.
But I wasn't thrilled about that press conference, man. That didn't leave me sitting there like, we're really.
All right. Hey, can I tell you about our South Florida Chevy dealers for just a sec? We got something special here in South Florida. We really do, man. You start to look at the new and used South Florida Chevys that we have. Best overall products we've ever had. Whether you're looking for a car, truck, or SUV, man, it's never looked better than it does right now. You're starting to look around. Spend a little time. We got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, even Monroe County for Suburbans and Tahoes and a Traverse. Right down to the Trailblazer, the Equinox, and the Blazer. Now, I just hit kind of the basics of our big, beautiful SUVs, our midsize, and our smaller SUVs with so much style and substance, right over to Silverado trucks. Hey, you're starting to look around for trucks. And again, newer used with low mileage. You're going, hey, Joe, this is how I make a living. I do odd jobs, and I work. And I like to make extra money on a Saturday and Sunday. I'm not afraid. Hey, we got the Silverado that gets it, that strong, durable Silverado that you beat the crap out of that keeps working for you. Silverado's the one. And if you need a truck that's going to get you and your family around and still work out of the back of it, Silverado, we got that truck for you and your teenagers running around. We got you covered, man. I just want to let you know, too, if you are with the Chevy and starting to look around, guess what? Qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado models. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
I mean, injuries happen. I don't want to use that as just the excuse. That would maybe trying to take the easy way out to just use that. Again, there's 11 players on the field at a time, and it could be one person messing up that caused it, and the other 10, doing their assignment right. So it's just, again, executing, find a way to executing in those moments with everyone on the field the same time. And so Mike and the staff have been working very hard on that, and that's been a focus of us of just – because if we play well consistently – and not just halves and stuff, that we feel we can compete with any team in the league.
Define a successful season for this year. Does it require you to end the 24-year drought?
Yeah, I don't think we shy away from it. Mike's talked about it. Yeah, for us, it's always, again, every team wants to win the Super Bowl, and we're no different. And at the end of the day, one team wins, and to me, if you don't win it, every team, it's not a successful season. So that's the way I've always looked at it.
All right, that was Chris Greer from yesterday with his press conference that all general managers – matter of fact, it might have been mandatory that after you put a 53-man roster together and working on your practice squad that you have to talk to the media about the makeup of the team and decisions that were made and all that stuff. By the way, it's good for business, man. I saw another GM, I don't know what team it was, he went off yesterday like, yeah, this is my team. If it doesn't work, I'll take responsibility.
I don't think that our guys are particularly tough down here, our media.
No.
Right?
No. I mean, by the way, Chris knows that.
Dave's a nice guy.
All Chris got to do is, all Chris thinks is tough. Go up and ask those guys up in New England,
yeah,
that Boston market and that New York market. Ask that.
I got a vibe of like almost like he was being condescending yesterday, right? Like there was like a smugness to that press conference that I just didn't like, man. And I guess you're right. I guess he probably has to do it, right? These guys around the league were doing it.
Yeah.
But that was not good, man. We're one week from kicking the season off, right? We got Chiefs and Ravens.
Yeah, but that doesn't change anything for
today.
This game.
But
what's the change?
Because you should be going into a season with the optimism that, like, let's say these idiots on ESPN keep having with the Jets. That's the kind of optimism, right? I'm being serious. You should go into the season with that level.
But he
of
got
optimism.
He didn't he got asked these questions.
I understand.
Now, could he have answered them differently? Yes.
Even look, man, lie to me.
Lie to me and tell me that you're pumped up about everything
and that you think it's going to be good and you know, just lie. Like
but he does think.
Sell some hope. Sell some optimism.
He did.
It's the week before the season starts, man.
You don't think he was saying we like this team a lot? He said that.
It's rough, man.
The part that bothered you, go play the part that bothers you the most.
No.
The one part really bothers you.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
You know what it is the about he and Mike played? Laughing about you guys worried about the O-line. That's the one that really got you.
It's always interesting because Mike and I were talking about this the other day that with the offensive line, how every year that's, you know, you guys are like, oh, we're not good enough, not good enough. But then offensively, we're a pretty good offense the last 2 years, and a number of you guys have talked about how the guys have improved. You know, those guys on the offensive line have worked their tails off. We feel confident in them. The coaching staff believes in them, and Butch and Mike and Frank have done a great job, and Lem, in helping those guys develop and work. And so I think the important thing is they all work together. It's a really cohesive unit, and just watching them work together is great every day. They hang out together, so it's a very close-knit unit. That said, yeah, we'll add someone to the practice squad like we always do. And just for your information, we released Jack Driscoll recently because we claimed Grant Dubose, wide receiver, and so that was the roster move for him. Jack's a good kid, worked his tail off. It's just unfortunately a numbers crunch for us. But we're confident in the offensive line. So again, you know, it's just one of those. It's, you know, Mike and I just we always kind of chuckle, you know.
You
guys are more worried about it than we are.
Okay.
Internally, that's how we feel about our group here as a team.
Could have ended that beautifully. We're confident in the O line. Not you guys care more about it than we do. We're laughing at you, man.
Okay,
oh, man.
So he didn't say it exactly. Yeah,
he didn't win the room yesterday, Joe.
No, apparently not, if you read the articles.
I truly believe that these media guys are the extension of what the fans want to hear, right? I think that's what the purpose that they serve. They're like the intermediary between the team and the fans, right?
I've recently had a guy tell me that Dave Hyde seems to be grouchy because that always happens when something negative. And I said, he's not negative. I said, Dave Hyde wants our teams to win more than anybody. So go, oh, I don't. No, I go, no, listen, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm telling you the other side of it, knowing Dave a little bit. I don't hang out with him socially, but knowing Dave wants teams to win. And all those other guys, they not only want to win, they want to be your friend to get more good stuff. They really do. I always love the people, these writers, they want, first of all, we're a bunch of pussycats down here compared to some of these markets. Let's just start with that.
My heart skipped a beat on that one, bro. Jeez.
Sorry about that.
What's wrong with you?
It was a good thing you let me finish.
Oh, I thought you were going full on with that one, bro.
Man. Come on.
I'm really about to.
Come on. So anyway, hey, listen. I got to take a deep breath myself. But if you get a chance,
can I read a couple of these before the mayor comes?
Yeah, what do you got?
All right, Hollywood is right. Totally smugged attitude, as if Chris Greer has a bleep load of trophies.
By the way, we've had some bad offensive lines. Case Chris got a short memory. We've had some struggling old lines through the years.
I'm going to ask if that's Ira pounding on the keyboard in the background there. I don't know who was doing the keyboard pounding, but those guys get after it. Joe trying to decide if you're more desperate with the Dolphins or your ED low T problem.
They're both close, but the ED thing.
Chris Greer low T.
You got to get rid of it. ED's got to go, man. Had to go.
Joe, at least we won something in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, great.
My God, Joe, you're not being selfish. You put time in on and off the field. I would like to see him win it for you, bro. I would. That's not me being sarcastic. I would like to see you. I don't know. I don't think they're going to win a Super Bowl. I don't want to be full pig, but I would like to see you get some sort of playoff run. just for, you know.
You want to hear one? So Jimmy and I have done this. This is our 20th year.
God.
We won a playoff game.
You guys didn't do the Lamar Smith overtime.
That was 23 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
We missed it. God bless. Mad Dog missed a bunch of them too. Anyway, man, we've got to go to break. But listen, man, my whole thing back to these guys, and I appreciate Mike bringing this up in the offseason. It's been 24, and everything's going to be 24. But I would just say back to every time they think things aren't going the way or people aren't talking about them the way they want, I would just remind them we haven't won a playoff game in a long, long time. So when things, you know, and some people are still here, there's going to be some criticism. There's just going to be some criticism till they see things get better. And then you can go, we told you. Chris Greer can get up and go, I told you guys. I told you, man, we are going to be just fine.
Give me a grade. Give me a grade on that press conference yesterday. What do you think? I'm putting you on the spot here, but
I'm not big on that thing. We laughed when we were together about things you write. I'm not big on that. No. I'd rather Chris just come out and go, I didn't know anything.
You're right, though. He does throw Mike in everything.
Puts Mike in everything.
Everything he said.
Mike does enough of his own talking. You don't have to join it. Just you own it. You don't have to do the combo thing for sure. All right, we've got 7 o'clock hour coming up here. We have a lot more stuff to get to. Kim Bocamper, if he can find a place to park, and there's 4 or 5 of us over there in the what's the name of that parking lot? Break-in parking lot.
Yeah, I don't think it has a name.
Nobody wants to park there.
Pull up to the gate. By the way, the poor security guard is running around in the rain directing us where to go because we've been asking these guys for.
See, this is what you're upset about. This is part of it that got you off the start of your day.
Everyone has people they work with that I assume are non-responsive.
You ever seen somebody having a bad day at home and then they get to work and then go, uh-oh. Somebody's off to a bad.
We had a great day yesterday. I told you we had the first practice for the Red Sox. Danny Berry.
I know
baseball.
You did. 7 o'clock hours coming up. Yesterday. I want to hear more about Leon's practice, but hopefully we can find Bo a place to park and he's safe. We'll have him coming up.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait. Number 1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.